Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Now, all this month, we want to get a better understanding of the various different religious communities living here in Ireland. And today I'm chatting to Daniel Yoder, who's from the Irish Amish Mennonite community based in Dunmore East in County Waterford. Daniel is with me on the line today. Daniel, good afternoon. I hope the weather isn't too bad where you are today.
Hello. It's a lovely day, really. Very bright sunshine. Frost on the ground, of course, but it's a beautiful day.
Yeah. It's interesting, and the reason I mention where you're located in Dunmore East in County Waterford, Daniel, because that's where the entirety of the Irish Amish Mennonite community can be found. So tell me a little bit about what it means to be part of the community.
Well, we're basically a church, and we operate, independently as families. Different people have different jobs and so on. So community is sometimes misunderstood as being like a commune where we're all on a large property or have all our meals together or something like that. But it's not that way. It's primarily a church, but we're a church community, and we do more things together probably than most churches would. We'll have communal meals together several times a month where we all come together for one meal. And try to do some work projects together, but primarily centered around the church.
Yeah.
And then we live our daily lives in the community here.
What are your general beliefs, Daniel?
It's
religious
based
beliefs.
On the Bible.
Yeah.
It's a traditional Christian, probably more a denomination. It's not really a different religion. It's just a part of Christianity. We'd have a lot of similarities to like a Baptist church or some similarities to Protestant and Catholic churches, but we consider ourselves neither Catholic or Protestant. If you go back to the history, it developed out of the Reformation in the 1500s, but went on to back away from some of the things that Protestant churches would believe and teach even today. We have a lot in common with the way the Catholic Church was maybe 50, 100 years ago, family values, a lot of emphasis on families and so on.
So it's a faith with Christian values then, is that?
Definitely.
Yeah, it's a fair way to
very
put
much
it.
So,
yeah.
Yes.
Do you believe
yes.
in a God?
Definitely, yes. The God of the Bible is revealed through the whole Bible, Genesis to Revelation. So, yes, the same as Catholics would, or most Protestant denominations, or all maybe all of them. Yes.
And how does
same God.
Yeah, and how does the Irish Amish community differ from I suppose Amish people living worldwide, or does it?
Not necessarily. It depends what you mean by Amish. Many people have seen TV programs probably based on the Amish, and most of them are in America. So when you just say Amish, generally that refers to people who do not drive cars or use electricity and telephones in their homes. So they would shy away more from use of technology and have more traditional lives. Where Amish Mennonite is a bit more use a little more technology. We have cars, of course, and so on.
But the reason I asked that was, you know, I know from experience previously, and even documentaries, I'm sure many of our listeners would have watched them before. You know, it's often the case that members of the Amish community wouldn't even, you know, as you say, use a mobile phone. I'm obviously talking to you on one today. So is that part of that's the Amish Mennonite community then, where there's more of an embracement of technology? Mm-hmm.
Yes, that is, we would embrace more use of technology than your more traditional Amish. That's right.
Can anybody join?
Absolutely. Yes, no question. Yes, we have members from a variety of nationalities and backgrounds in our church here. So certainly it doesn't matter where you're from, what your race or nationality or former beliefs are.
Yeah.
We're open to everyone, welcoming to everyone.
How big is the Amish community in Dunmore East?
How big? We would have maybe 15 families, something like that, and then quite a number of single people as well. So when we're all together on a Sunday, around 100 people.
Okay, and you gather every Sunday?
every Sunday morning. Yes.
Yeah.
And our services are open. We welcome visitors. Anyone of your listeners is very welcome to attend our services.
Okay. In terms of using technology, what technology don't you use?
We try to evaluate technology, whether it's the advantages outweigh the disadvantages. And of course, the use of the internet has pluses and minuses, negative and positive. But we feel the use of telephone, internet, and cars, electricity and so on are more beneficial than not. We would not have a television or radio used in our homes. So we try to use technology that is necessary for living and business and so on. But when it's primarily for entertainment, then we say no, we prefer not taking part in that.
Yeah. So in terms then of your religious beliefs, Daniel, like it very much impacts how you live day to day.
Very much so, yes.
Yeah.
Certainly.
Because like a lot of what you'd watch maybe in whether it's Amish community in documentaries or part of movies, you often see people very much would keep their own farm, animals, make an awful lot of their own produce. Is that similar to how you live?
Yes, it is. That is one of the values we hold is family life with our children. We tend to be more agriculture-based or hands-on types of work, carpentry and woodworking and so on. Rather than the father being away from the home from morning to night, we liked occupations where the children can learn to work with their parents. It's not always possible, but that is one of our values, yes, to grow our own food and so on as much as we can.
So what sort of occupations then do many of your members and family tend to work in?
There's some variety. We have, probably some of your listeners will know, we have a shop here in close to Dunmore East called JB's, where we have a bakery and a small petrol station. And so a number of us work there. And we have a woodworking shop where we've made our garden furniture for many years now and garden sheds and things like that. Yeah. So those are a few things. Others, one is going to school to be a forester. And we'll work in the forestry department, veterinary type of, or I mean, farm work.
Yeah,
working in a farm shop, just a variety of jobs like that. Yes.
And your as children and your own kids, Daniel, and like, do they go to the local school or is it homeschooling?
We have our own school in our church building. We have classrooms, and so we have our own school that provides education. Families can homeschool if they want to, but we prefer bringing them together and having teachers who teach there every day. They would learn the same subject as we prepare them for the Leaving Cert, Junior Cert and Leaving Cert. So yeah. It's the same subject as you would have in other schools, but a bit more of a controlled environment that way, you know. And,
yeah.
And we probably teach a little more Bible than you would have in most natural schools as well.
Rose has got in touch. She says, delighted to hear Daniel from the Amish community in Dunmore East on the show today. I actually visit their shop and bookstore quite regularly. I have a huge regard for them and their faithful representation of Christian faith as well. Another texter is wondering, I don't know if this is the case. You might clarify, Daniel. I heard when you buy something in the Amish community shop in Waterford that you put money on the counter rather than into their hands. I'm wondering, is there a reason for that? Perhaps you might ask Daniel to explain. I don't know, is that the case?
No, there's nothing to that. If you catch me behind the till, I'll take it from your hand just like anyone else. That must have just happened to somebody, but no, there's nothing to that. I've worked there many, many times, many years already, and it just depends on the individual
on
person.
The day,
there's no significance to that.
Just when you mentioned the points around technology and looking at modern entertainment, what do you consider modern entertainment?
I would say television, definitely, and going to the cinema. We never go to the cinema. Most of the offerings there would be not in keeping with the character building development that we would aspire to. which seek to follow the teachings of Jesus. So anything that militates against that, television and cinema being one of some of the biggest things, radio as well, because you're limited to what is available on the airwaves, where if you go to like even YouTube, you can choose the podcast you want to listen to. Of course, you can choose radio stations, but you're still limited to what's on offer, you know. So, yeah, radio and TV and cinema probably would be up there.
Okay. How did you end up in, like, I wonder why Dunmore East in Waterford?
Well, we try to start communities all over the world. We have churches like this in quite a few different countries. And so there was a family in this area that was interested in a conservative Anabaptist. I'll introduce the word Anabaptist to your listeners if they want to look up more. A-N-A Baptist. Anabaptist means rebaptizers. So sorry, that's a bit of a bunny trail. But the family was interested, and a minister from the States who had Irish background, his grandparents had been Irish, would come to visit here, and he found this family who was interested. And so a few families moved over, and we just started in a very small way, just two, three families. And
it's built up from there.
Continue. Yeah. We're still here, yeah.
Listeners wondering, do you drink alcohol?
We do not drink alcohol, no.
No, as well. Okay.
No tobacco, no alcohol.
No smoking and no drink. Daniel, it's been a pleasure to chat to you today. Thanks a million for joining us in the show.
Sure. If people want to know more, may I just say there's a website, www.anabaptistireland, all one word, and you can read more about our church, and certainly welcome to visit.
Daniel Yoder from the Irish Amish Mennonite community, Dunmore East in Waterford. Daniel, thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.